We've been talking about climate change and emission reduction plans today. Let's talk about the climate with our weather expert on a Monday, Phil Duncan from Weather Watch. Yeah, I'm a bit worried about importing coal from Indonesia to fire up Huntly to power our EVs. But other than that, we'll see what happens. Hey, Phil, talking about that neck of the woods, Huntly, the Waikato region in South Auckland, Damien O'Connor, Minister of Agriculture, has today declared a medium-scale adverse event. They just can't buy a break with some rain.
It is unbelievable. I can't recall a time that Waikato has had a drought announced in May. I mean, really unusual. I've grown up in Waikato. It's usually wet and foggy by this time of the year. So very, very dry conditions around the Auckland, Waikato, King Country areas. Keeping in mind, this is part of this nearly five-year rainfall deficit we've been in. So this is not just a brief thing this year. This has been going on for years and made worse, obviously, this last summer and autumn. But we need rain on a big scale for the whole upper North Island. It has been drier than usual for 5 full years, half a decade. So this is an unusual pattern we seem to be stuck in at the moment, and there's no sign of change. You know, our Climate Watch update for this month said May was going to be like, you know, unrecognisable for most people.
Yeah, mind that you, we're sorry, Phil, I need to progress the conversation. Aren't we headed for a wintry blast, or the south is?
Yeah, coming in on Friday and Saturday, our first big winter blast of 2022. Daytime highs around 6-7 degrees if you're in Southland and Otago by Friday. Snow flurries down to a couple of hundred metres, and that wind chill will go right up across the whole country, but only lasting a couple of days and won't bring with it a huge amount of moisture.
Yeah, I guess it will be followed by perhaps the big F word.
I would say so, because the high coming in, 1042 hectopascals over Tasmania, that's a really powerful high.
Yeah, okay, Phil. We've got to go, and we really do hope some of those North Island farmers get some rain. Also dry, interestingly, in the upper South Island, and also central Otago, even the Dunedin region, even though we had some rain over the weekend, is still kind of dry. But for those guys and girls in the Waikato, they're not a mile away from calving, the dairy farmers, so we do hope they get a break in the weather.